This podcast is sponsored by ebookit.com, self-publishing solutions for the independent author and small press. Visit us today at ebookit.com.
Welcome to the Toastmasters Podcast, the official podcast of Toastmasters International. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. My name is Bo Bennett, and with me is...
Greg Gazin.
Greg, how are you? Ryan is out fooling around, spending his time in the sessions, not here working where he should be. Actually, that's not true. We gave him some time off. But Greg is filling in. And Greg, who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Some days I wonder. Actually, my name is Greg Gazin. I told you that already. I'm also a podcaster. I have the unofficial Toastmasters called Toastcaster Podcast for Toastmasters. I've been doing a podcast for a couple of years, but I am also a Toastmaster.
And
Canadian.
Canadian?
What am I?
I'm district governor.
That's right.
You are a representative of this organization. Don't minimize that.
That's true. I'm a district governor for District 42. We're Alberta and Saskatchewan. We have about 250 clubs, about 4,000 members, and we cover 1.3 million square kilometers. It's a little less than square feet, but
okay.
It's quite a large district nonetheless, although, you know, compared to Australia, we're not that big.
And look who joined us. Ryan is here.
Hello, Ryan? Doing great, doing great.
Hey, Ryan.
Where'd you come from?
I just came from the accredited speaker session.
And?
There were four folks who were presenting, attempting to get that highly prestigious designation of accredited speaker. They were very good. And
who got it?
The results won't be available for another hour or so.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there aren't very many. How many?
Ryan,
80?
Couldn't you pull some strings and say, hey, look, I'm Ryan with the Toastmasters podcast. Who won? Come on,
I think the judges
me.
Take some time after the presentations to continue deliberating. So, it's. I understand that the judging is very, very strict, maybe is the word. Their standard is extremely high. It's there are, what is it, maybe 75 accredited speakers? 85? Yeah. I know it's certainly less than 100.
A small number.
Yeah. A couple of years I heard the number 85, so there might be a couple of more since then, possibly.
Okay.
But
that's
still, when you think about how many Toastmasters we have right now, 260,000, but how many millions of people have been through the Toastmasters program?
Mm-hmm. Right.
85 is a pretty small percentage.
Tiny.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
What else did you do, Ryan? You did another session earlier.
Yes, I went to the session with Terry Langhans on the blah, blah, blah. A session making
you came out of that session smiling and saying this was awesome.
It really was. As I said to you, Bo, and I'll share with our listeners, Terry's session combined with Sasha Strauss's session on branding was really a 1-2 punch. I mean, they were both fabulous sessions.
I went to Terry's session as well, so I caught that one.
Were you as
excited
about
it?
Yeah. Okay, next.
Well, I was pretty excited. Well, that's pretty much all I've been doing except hanging around here.
Oh, okay.
Well, we were, our district trio, we've been busy. I mean, we're doing some last-minute discussions with some of the international director candidates and candidates for second vice president. Plus, I had to go and get all my ballots, so because I got lots of voting to do.
You got a lot of work.
He's a man with responsibilities.
Jeez. Lots of voting to do tomorrow morning, yeah.
Not the carefree Greg Gazin we met last year, that's for sure.
Not quite.
Yeah, well, the buck stops with the district governor, right? The DG, but
that's the way it works. Well, we have another exciting day for you planned today. Today's going to be a little bit different. Yesterday, if you heard yesterday's podcast, basically what we did is we hook up the microphone and we had something written on our whiteboard, a question of the day. We had some individuals come by and answer the question for 15 to 30 seconds. Today is going to be a little bit different. We're going to have more interviews, more personal interviews, 5 minutes or so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all of our job, mine, yours, and Greg's, to go out, get some interesting Toastmasters, and
okay,
we'll talk
to them.
Okay,
see you guys. Wait. Oh, not yet. All right.
Not yet. Okay, now you can go. All right, we'll be back in a little bit. Thanks, folks.
See you.
And we are here with Jer Fleischman. How are you, Jer?
I'm great.
So you sing a song, and you have a little song ready for us that you're going to sing a part of for us, right?
I do. Well, I can sing that.
Okay, well, why don't you set this up? What is this? Is this an actual song?
It's Hello Mother, Hello Father. Do you remember that?
Of course, the camp song.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I made my own adjustment to those words to adapt it to the Toastmasters convention.
Oh, see, if I knew this ahead of time, I might have tried to get some sound on the off the internet of this song so you could sing. But you don't need that. You're a pro. You could just sing a cappella, or what is it when you don't sing with music?
Yeah, a cappella.
Is it a cappella? It's a cappella, yes.
I think it was Alan Sherman's song.
Alan Sherman.
That's right,
yes,
I remember
him. Alan Sherman's song.
All right, Jer, crank it out for us.
Okay, it goes like this. Hello, dear old club committee. Thought I'd write a little ditty from Toastmasters' great convention. And there are a lot of things I'd like to mention. I am writing from California, 'cause it costs too much to phone ya. All the meetings have been pleasant. Almost every meal there's something like a pheasant. In the desert, Marriott is in Palm Desert. What a lot of heat and sun. It would be simply hell, pell-mell, if it wasn't such fun. Seminars, each one a winner. Well-stocked bars, dessert at dinner. What a dance. There's just one skill I lack, how to uncrick my back. I have made so many friends here, and that isn't where it ends here. Plan to write one, each a letter. Oh, and may I say my love life's getting better. This year's contest, a thrill a minute, and Ted Songfest, I was in it. Well, in closing, it was the greatest. See you 2011 in Las Vegas.
Nice!
Way to go, Jer. Yeah.
You are the acapella.
Yes, acapella. Very good. Every year I would write a parody of some song for the city we were in and theme it for the city we were going to next. I mean, which, by the way, when we got to Calgary and Mashantucket, I said, you know, I didn't know any Calgary songs, and I certainly didn't know how to rhyme Mashantucket. So, nicely.
Right.
So, I gave up on that year.
You gave up, huh?
I went to other things.
Okay.
You moved
on to other things.
Do you know how many songs there are?
There's a lot.
There's a lot of songs.
There's a lot of songs.
Yes, and
iTunes is proof of that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Jared, it's been a pleasure. Enjoy yourself tonight, and thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot,
Jared. Thank you both.
And Bo and I are now sitting here speaking with our friends from Speakeasy the Movie, Mr. Brian Wiedling and Paul Galicia. How you guys doing?
What's up, guys?
Doing great.
All right.
Happy to be here, yeah.
So, Paul, tell us about this big production. Pretend that we don't know anything about it. What are you doing? What are you all about?
Speakeasy is a documentary film about the fear of public speaking and Toastmasters and the World Championships of Public Speaking. And we spent about 2 years... It's actually about 3 years at this point, making this film. And right now we have a feature film that we've finished.
Good.
Yeah.
Congratulations
on
making this
film.
A lot of people have been walking by, and as you may or may not know, I've been doing a lot of sales for you.
So ah,
very appreciated.
I expect a little commission on that later on down the road.
We'll figure something out.
We'll work something out.
And what
some sort of affiliate program, I'm sure.
The question that people had is, when are they actually going to be able to see an actual DVD? When I didn't know what to tell them. I said, I don't know. What should I have been telling you?
Just give me your credit card anyway.
Well, I think that the fact that you didn't tell them anything was actually the right answer right now. Because we actually just had some meetings this morning.
Yeah.
And on November 1st, right. Toastmasters is going to have a big announcement giving the exact date of when we're going to do a around-the-world Toastmasters in 24 hours. And we're going to try to have every club in the world see the film all on the same night. Which will sort of go into the next day. Mm. And Paul and I are going to make ourselves available to do a live web chat with each club as they type in questions to us from their own location.
It's very high tech of you guys.
We're trying.
Nice. Utilizing the internet, yes. It'll be great. It's going to be a really cool event, and we're going to have hopefully every single club in the world would be involved and have a little party, like a little watch party.
Right.
Like you would do for the Oscars or something like that. But it would be your club and we'd be watching the film. And
right.
And we're going to have some of the characters from the film that are going to be with us, being able to do Q&As with us.
Oh, nice.
And I think it's going to be a night that's going to be to celebrate being a Toastmaster and actually really how special it is.
Cool. So what do you expect people to get out of this movie? Or is it education, motivation, entertainment?
I mean, honestly, it's a great story.
Right.
It's more than anything else, it's a great story about these people who are trying to win the World Championship of Public Speaking and the sacrifices that they make in order to do it, all the things they put on the line. And then, you know, more than anything, it's a very inspiring story. It really is. It's a very inspiring story. People sharing their life. Their life stories in 5 to 7 minute speeches in a competitive environment, but that's not necessarily in the end what it's really about. Mm-hmm. And it's about people
by Mark Brown
telling their story, and it ends up being incredibly inspiring. It really does. And without trying to give away too much of the movie, that's me saying it's just very heartwarming. And
it'll make you laugh. It'll make you cry.
Yeah, it really.
Honestly.
Yeah.
Will it make you stand up in the aisles and cheer?
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Yes.
Then you got a winner. You got a winner, my friends. If that's what it does. I've been watching your 20-minute pre-roll or whatever you call it here over and over and over again for the last 4 days.
So have you memorized it yet?
Quick.
It's basically what we have happen in the edit room. You should hear the same clip over and over again, and then you just start bringing it into normal conversation every day.
It's your own original line.
You guys must be world champion speakers now, listening to this movie over and over and over again.
I can spot a world champion, usually because they have the badge that says world champion.
Right.
But I don't think, you know, just the right there, if that tells you what kind of public speaker I am.
Just through osmosis, we're a little bit better. Just a little bit better. This is actually right this moment, a pretty cool moment for us, because LaShonda Rundles just walked in.
Right.
And, you know, the story of LaShonda is really one of the centerpieces of this movie. And she's really an incredible person who's been through a lot. Mm-hmm. And it's so good to see her again. And, you know, she just walked in. This is the first time since she won the championship. I don't know if...
Was that last year?
That was in 2000.
Years.
Yeah, that
two
was
years
in 2008.
2008, yeah.
This is the first time, just like 5 minutes ago,
right,
that she has been to a Toastmasters event, especially the convention. So she won. So she won, got on a plane, went back, people cheered for her. Mm-hmm. She got very sick, and now she's just come back. So
that's great.
And you guys didn't have the cameras rolling.
We did not have the cameras rolling this time.
You got to turn them off eventually.
That is.
I only turned them off 5 minutes earlier, but I had to finally say that enough is enough.
I understand.
I was going to say, after 423 hours of footage, it's true. At some point, you just have to be like, you know what? No more. Like, we have it. This is what we need. Mm-hmm. We're cutting it down to 90 minutes. And, you know, I mean, as far as... You know, testing it out to people and showing it to them. It's been really exciting for us.
Great.
And we cannot wait. If we could right now throw the DVD in and like have everyone go in the room and do it that way, we would, because it's just, we're really excited about sharing it with people. And not just Toastmasters, you know, I mean, we feel like this is a film with and these great human stories with universal appeal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When we show it to people who are not Toastmasters, they don't know anything about Toastmasters. They respond so positively to it. They don't know that there's an international speech contest at all. But they see these people who are so eloquent and such great performers, and they put so much on the line for this, and they're inspired by it. So that's been another special thing for us, is not only having Toastmasters into it because they, you know, they know a lot about it, but also, you know, people who are outside of the organization.
Right.
Yeah. And that's in a certain way, those are the people who are responding most positively to the film.
Good stuff. So,
what's
the name of the film?
The name of the film is Speakeasy.
Speakeasy, and it's going to be available. Hopefully, November 1st is going to be the big day.
Well
it's available right now.
It's available right now.
It is available
for
pre-order
right now. How could somebody
get
it pre-ordered if they wanted to?
Go to www.speakeasythemovie.com and go to the store on www.speakeasythemovie.com, and you can pre-order either the $25 or we're going to have a $35, which will be the DVD plus a discussion booklet for the club night, and we'll tell you about that in a sec.
Okay.
And then another $50 version with the DVD, the discussion booklet, and the recruiting What is Toastmasters DVD. And what I was saying just before about the club night is we don't have the exact date set, and that's what November 1st is going to be the day that Toastmasters announces the date, and it'll be up on their website. It'll also be available at that time through the Toastmasters bookstore. And in the meantime, we just want everyone to check out our website and come out.
Say
and,
it one more time.
Yeah, what is that again?
www.speakeasythemovie.com. I'm learning.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, good stuff, guys. It's great having you back.
It's great.
Thanks for joining us.
You guys take care.
You too.
All right, and that is going to do it for this episode of the Toastmasters podcast. So what do you guys think? The educational sessions are all wrapped up. Mm-hmm. You guys impressed overall?
Absolutely. I think the sessions are great. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to be purchasing some of the material because I'm not going to remember everything. Yeah. I'm going to be purchasing it so I can listen to it at home.
All right. Well, that will do it for this edition of the Toastmasters podcast. My name is Bo Bennett.
I'm Ryan Levesque.
And I'm Greg Gazin, your guest from Toastcaster.com.
Take care.
Isn't it about time you published that book you've been thinking about? We can help with that. At ebookit.com, we've been providing authors and small presses with ebook publishing services since 2010. Visit us today at ebookit.com and let us know how we can help you.